We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
We talked to some people with LAX this morning about the crowds that they're going to see over the weekend, and also travel editor Peter Greenberg, who says it's going to be a lot of stress for people, and there might be some concerns.
Well, anytime you have a lot of people waiting in a line, add a little temperature, a little humidity, let's not forget a little alcohol, and you have the ingredients of a safety concern. This is not a new issue, by the way. We all know this. It happened during the pandemic for other reasons. So yes, it's about airport design. It's about passenger flow. And, you know, we've always said, get the first flight of the day. No more important than right now.
How about car flow around the terminals? We talked about that with LAX spokesperson Victoria Spilabate.
We're opening up a secondary cell phone waiting lot on 96th Street and Alverston Avenue. So we're encouraging family and friends to wait there until their passengers are ready to be picked up from the curb at the terminals. The other cell phone waiting lot is at 96th Street in Vicksburg. So we have two of these waiting lots where we're encouraging people to wait there until passengers are ready. And we're hoping that's going to help alleviate some of the traffic.
Busiest day is going to be Thursday and Monday.
Lakers blown out by the Nuggets, four games, so they got swept. Afterwards, LeBron James says he was thinking about hanging it up, maybe talking retirement. John Baird with more from downtown L.A.
He tried to tie it at the last second. LeBron James tried to send the game into overtime, but his shot was blocked, and that was it for the Lakers this year. Denver moves on to the finals. The Lakers clean out their lockers and head home, but LeBron told ESPN he's considering retirement. He just doesn't know yet. He's played 20 years. He's won four titles, but not this time.
We had a great run, but, you know, we fell short of our goal. And our goal is to win championships. That's what this franchise is about, and we fell short of that. So.
LeBron James says he doesn't get a kick out of playing for conference championships. That's not enough. Still, the thought of him hanging it up, one fan tells me she'd hate to see him retire on the heels of the loss to the Nuggets.
I think he should give another chance.
Another year.
Another shot, yeah.
We will have to wait and see, but one thing that could keep him in the game is the fact that LeBron's son, Bronny, will play college ball at USC this year, and LeBron has always said he'd like to play professionally alongside his son. In downtown L.A., I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Robot dogs and the police, they're talking about it again at L.A. City Hall. They kind of put it off a couple of times, but it's back today. So let's go to City Hall and talk to our Craig Figner. Hi, Craig.
Yeah, good morning, Vicki. LAPD, of course, they want to accept this donation of this robot dog. I think the dog's valued at well over 200 grand, and it's known as a quadruped, so you're going to hear that term a lot as this coverage moves forward today. The last time the council tried to vote on this, that was back in early March, but it was such a hot topic that they had to put off the vote because it was clear this wasn't going to, it was too acrimonious. Council member Eunice Hernandez, she really led the charge against it, said, sure, the first robot dog is free, but then we're going to end up buying a fleet of these. So she was worried about ongoing cost.
A daughter of migrants, as someone who has had loved ones been impacted by the criminal justice system, having a robot dog, just having it around is traumatic, is intimidating. I think we need to recognize that because a lot of this trauma we all still carry in our bodies, even from those experiences. So colleagues, I ask again, how does accepting this donation make our city safer, and how is it fiscally responsible?
LAPD has said that the robot dog would never be armed, wouldn't have facial recognition technology, and even to deploy it in SWAT operations might even require permission from the chief of police himself. So this is back on agenda today. Since it's already been agendized for public comment, that's already happened, they could just vote on it without discussion. That would be a surprise to me, but it could happen. Also noteworthy here, Mike and Vicki, council member Eunice Hernandez, it's my understanding she's on vacation, and not just locally. I think she's even out of the country. So she won't be here to lead the charge against this. So this vote now very much potentially changes because of that. Also at 9:30, the big pickleball exclusive with council member McCosker. It's huge. You don't want to miss it.
She's been waiting all morning for this.
There are a lot of people want to know about pickleball.
It's a big deal.
It is. So 9:30 for that.
All right. The May Gray we've been talking about, it's kind of May Grayer, right? There's more of it. It's hanging around longer. How much longer? Here's Karen Adams.
Recent storms are partly to blame for why we've seen more gray skies this month. That and National Weather Service meteorologist Rose Schoenfeld says May Gray.
May Gray and June gloom are the typical pattern that we have where the marine layer really develops overnight and takes a long time to clear out, sometimes not even clearing out by the coast all day. And it's the cloudiest month generally in a lot of coastal areas of California because of that marine layer cloud.
She says because of the gray skies, downtown LA has yet to reach 80 degrees.
Some places like the San Fernando Valley, which is considered part of the LA Metro, has gotten warmer, but the site that we count as LA downtown, that USC, the highest they reached is 77.
Schoenfeld says recent temps in downtown have been returning to normal for this time of year. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.